is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper. Former President Donald Trump spent some of today manning the French fry station at a McDonald's in Pennsylvania.
This is fun. I could do this all day. I wouldn't mind this job. I like this job. I think I might come back and do it again.
Trump has claimed without evidence that Vice President Harris never worked at a McDonald's in college, even though she says she did. Harris spent part of her day campaigning in a battleground state down south. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
The vice president reacted to Trump's name calling.
The American people deserve so much better.
Harris started her day in Georgia. She attended church with Stevie Wonder and marked her 60th birthday.
We each as individuals and as a community have the power to make decisions through these next 16 days that will be about a statement about what kind of country do we want to live in.
Elsewhere in Georgia, seven people died when a ferry dock collapsed. Officials say structural failures caused the accident during a festival. CBS's Christian Benavides is there.
Officials say upwards of 40 people were on it at the time, as hundreds were on the island for a celebration of Gullah Geechee culture. They are descendants of enslaved people from West Africa who, because they lived in remote places such as Sapelo Island, have been able to retain their culture through the years.
Flash flooding near Roswell, New Mexico left hundreds needing to be rescued, including the rescuers. Chavez County Sheriff Mike Harrington posted on social media after he climbed on the roof of his patrol car as waters started to sweep it away.
It's shaking just a little bit because it's a little bit chilly out here, but I am sitting on top of my vehicle and a couple people who were walking through the water came and sat here with me.
At least two people died there. Water is a big problem in Cuba, where Category 1 Hurricane Oscar is battering the island nation. Brad Reinhardt is with the National Hurricane Center.
What's going to be the biggest problem going forward is the heavy rainfall associated with Oscar. So, I mean, it could produce rainfall amounts of 6 to 12 inches with isolated amounts up to 18 inches across eastern Cuba. And so that's going to pose the potential for flash flooding and mudslides, particularly over areas of mountainous terrain.
The Israeli military warned it planned to attack a large number of Hezbollah targets in Lebanon today. Smoke rose in the sky above Beirut as blasts echoed across the Lebanese capital. Back here, the New York Liberty now have a WNBA championship after beating the Minnesota Lynx 67-62 in overtime.
28 years in the making, the New York Liberty are WNBA.
That from ESPN. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility, great pay, and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Whether you're ordering wings for the game, whipping up a 7-layer dip, or ordering pizza, there's something about football that makes you want to eat. And this football season, Uber Eats has the best deals on game day food. No matter what you're craving, from 2-for-1 pizza to buy one, get one wings, Uber Eats will be dropping new deals each week, all season long. Uber Eats, official on-demand delivery partner of the NFL. Order now. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This is the story of the one. As a warehouse manager, her job is to transform chaos into clarity and to see patterns where others see problems.
Scarborough Fair. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me a cambric shirt, a deep forest green, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
Baby, try to find a little time, and I'll make you happy. I'll be home. Park to the
smile, you know things are just getting worse. In a smile you might see, baby, has all been rehearsed. Baby, I can't go on without you. This loneliness won't let me live without you. This emptiness inside.
And it's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll.
Let me be your loving teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be,
oh, let him be,
oh, teddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But as a wound of me, your teddy bear, put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be,
oh, teddy bear. Baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Let me be,
oh, let him be,
your teddy bear. I don't wanna be your tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. There's a wound up your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be,
oh, teddy bear. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be your teddy bear.
I'm gonna local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about tariffs. We keep hearing this economic term bandied around, and politicians who are talking up tariffs want us to think that it's a good idea to put fees on foreign goods. It's going to, like, protect American businesses and consumers. Turns out, that's not always the case. We can't tax companies that are overseas, so we end up taxing the mostly American-owned and run companies that are just bringing goods in from around the world. So if tariffs go up by 20%, history and studies show that those companies are going to pass those extra costs right on to me and you. I don't know about you. While prices are coming down, I can't afford to pay 20% more for what I'm buying. So next time you hear some politician talking about tariffs, just remember, the ones being proposed are a tax on Americans being paid by Americans. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Comedian, journalist, and fellow Midwesterner Charlie Behrens is bringing a live episode of his Cripescast podcast to the Vivarium on October 29th. Presented by WRJN and Civic Media. He'll be joined by Dan Schaefer, Civic Media political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area, to talk about why your vote is essential to keep her moving this November. Charlie provides the punchlines while Dan breaks down the key ballot issues. Proceeds from the event will benefit the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Tickets on sale now at PabstTheaterGroup.com.
Before, oh, well, they're waiting eyes reflect the light.
empty cup is as sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch.
They took the whole Cherokee Nation. Took away our ways of life. The tomahawk and the bowie knife. Took away our native tongue. And taught their English to our young. Made by hand on our days made in Japan. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live. Locked us on this reservation. Though I wear a shirt and tie, I'm still part red man deep inside. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die. But maybe someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return.
News and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
Shine until tomorrow, let it be. sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be, yeah, let it be, let it be, let it be, yeah, let it be. Well, there will be an answer. Let it be, yeah,
let it be,
let it be, let it be, yeah, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be.
The same, my head is spinning. She's got a way to keep me on.
local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
I'm never in one place. days. I roam from town to town, and when I find myself, I'm falling for some girl. I hop right into that car of mine, drive around the world, cause I'm a wanderer. Yeah, a wanderer. I roam around, 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 cause I'm a wanderer.
Where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. I know. Turn his grave. He's been working and slaving his life.
me and you.
Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, yeah, you'll be dead before your time is due. Know it.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The presidential candidates are spending a lot of time in battleground states leading up to Election Day. CBS News political correspondent Caitlin Huey Burns from Pittsburgh.
Former President Donald Trump put on an apron to pull off a political stunt in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, working the